Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
999, God is so good. He has blessed us one more time. I'm really excited to come before you for our awesome show we have planned tonight, which is the Love Cafe. See, we're going to talk about love. It is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. So what we want you to do is take an opportunity to be a part of this by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell, ask for your location, then you can begin to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the love guru. He's the doctor that want to share some awesome things with you, and we just want you to be a part of. Go to the web link if you just want to listen to the show, and the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We also have the pleasure of being on Instagram along with Twitter. But on Twitter, we want you to be able to tweet our show, and you have that opportunity to do that. You can tweet us at The Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Dr. Lorenza Smith with number one. And then also, you can go to just the radio station Twitter account. That's WBSW_internet_talk_radio. Then on Instagram, we're excited to be broadcast on two devices tonight. We want to first let you know that you can check us out on Coach Dr. Lorenza B. Smith 15. And we're partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And the handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're excited. And every now and then, we are fortunate to put three devices in places. We are able to broadcast on Instagram, titled President Dr. Lorenza V. Smith. So we're coming at you through the internet. That's why WBSW radio station is truly the internet station, and we're number one. That's WBSW radio, the internet station, and we are number one, and glad to have that opportunity to come before you with this format. What we want you to make sure you keep in mind, this is an interactive format. We want you to be able to dialogue back and forth on Facebook. Let's give a shout out to Facebook. See, we're being broadcast by Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. And we're on Zoom. If you, I sent out the link. You know, I try to send it out as many people as I could. Now, if you have a Zoom, just click on the link and you can be a part. And you can be a part of how to make sure you be able to just share your thoughts. And you could be live, and you can see when you're, I'm looking at a board, but behind me, you will be projected from that area. And that's where we'll have that opportunity. So check us out. We're excited about coming before you. We just want to be able to take an opportunity to let you know also that the show tonight will be aired on demand later on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, and Instagram. See, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 33 countries. Man, I tell you, I'm excited. We definitely talk about our home base, which is the United States. We're proud Americans. We're excited to be broadcasting from here. And to the north of us, we have listeners and watchers in Canada. And then to the south of us, we have listeners and watchers in Mexico and all over the world, 33 countries. Those individuals on the continent of Africa, Uganda. You also have an opportunity over in the European area. That's including the United Kingdom, along with over in the Asian area of the continent, you have Pakistan. We're just excited. We just want to get the word out. So tonight's show is very important. The title of tonight's show is True Love Can Be Scary. I want you to think about that. Before we get started, true love can be scary. We truly want to give you an opportunity to register for our giveaways. We have our major giveaway we'll be giving right before Christmas of next week. We will be giving away a trip to Cancun, Mexico. That is a five-night, 6 days. We take care of the hotel fare. You just have to work it out. You have, once you win, activate, you have 18 months to set up if you want to do a cruise over there, that's fine. Or you want to set up a flight to go over there to Cancun. But we'll take care of the hotel, the luxury hotels. And we're excited about having an opportunity to come before you. Now, we also want you to get your name in through this registration. This is how you register for this trip and all the other trips and other vouchers and gift cards along with books that we give away. You will have to send me your name along with a mean of transaction, which could be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle, to Lorenza, L-O-R-E-N-Z-A, D as in David, this is all together, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, 15 at gmail.com. That's Lorenza D. Smith, 15 at gmail.com. Send me your name. I'll take your name. But I would like to have the means of transaction so we can make each 23 even a greater opportunity through WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one. Not only this with the trips, but also sending you a love offering. Something that you can put in your pocket. Might buy lunch for you that day. We just want to make sure we can do it. So we want you to definitely be a part of what we're doing here. That's why we said we're interactive. See, we're the only truly radio station that includes all of the internet sites, meaning that social media sites. We try to include them as part of our broadcast. So we want you to do this. We want you. Let's talk about our title. True Love Can Be Scary. And I want you truly to take some time, if I said earlier, to think about that. True love can be scary. And if you have some comments, type them in on Facebook, Instagram. Or you can call in the Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one. You can call in. We want you to be a part of this. We also want to give a shout out before we move into our content. A shout out to TriStat LLC, a consulting firm who works with municipalities, government agencies, non-government agencies. They work with getting you in the right position to develop your business. We give a shout out to Mr. William Scott, doing an awesome job. I was so amazed when I sit down with him and talked about some of the things that we would like to do in 2023 that would include me being a part of their team. And I'm excited to know you have an opportunity to use it to grow business-wise, because they truly will be having a, and I want to say that I see a caller zone here already. He's got his hands up, which is number one. They gave it the one. They hit the one that truly allows him to bring some opportunity to you. We also want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, L&A Lawn Service, down in South Central Alabama. Mr. Tony Stallworth, he can manicure your yard. He will do whatever you need to clean up your yard so your yard can look the best. And then a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter, for being a co-sponsor as well, along with the team members of WDS, where we're here giving it to you WPS. We're so excited. We're the voice of the Smith Lake production. Putting the line up now, and we're going to talk about the topic, true love can be scary. We want to let this individual know who's joining us with the last four digits, 6901. We just ask for your location. If you choose what your name is, fine. And then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo Smith on the Love Cafe. You're in the live.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
How you
How
doing?
About you? I'm great. How about you?
Oh, I'm Ivan Muhammad from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'm Black Wall Street.
Okay, Black Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, I have a niece out there, so I understand that. Yes, sir. How can we jump in here and you share your thoughts in regards to our title, just what we need to share about true love can be scary?
Well, one of the things that I say, you know, I was married. My wife, unfortunately, passed away 4 years ago from breast cancer.
Sorry.
May God be pleased with her.
She was
actually a beautiful individual. We had a wonderful relationship. One thing I would say, when you allow yourself to enter into a relationship, I will say that you are opening yourself up. When you want to be in love and you do actually grow in love, I don't like to say fall in love, I say grow in love. Because fall means to fail, if you will, to me.
Yeah.
But when you grow in love with somebody, you are absolutely opening yourself up to be hurt. Because sometimes when you're in love and you're in a relationship, because we're fallible human beings with flaws, we do every now and then hurt one another. And it hurts the most when it's by somebody that you love or in love with. It is and can be a scary thing, but boy, it is the most beautiful experience when one, especially when you go through a rough time and you're able to get to the other side. It's not necessary. It's the journey, in my humble opinion, that when you and your wife, your significant other have differences and you find your way to the other side. I'll say this, and then I'll get off. My wife, I have a friend. I've been friends with him for 45 years, and I'm only 55. And so, you know, when you're a child, you always want to be around your best friend. And this is an analogy with my marriage.
Yeah.
I remember there was one time up here, we were like in the eighth, ninth grade maybe, and me and him had a real, it was the first and only time that we had a real bad argument, and I didn't speak to him, and he didn't speak to me for almost 2 weeks. That was the longest 2 weeks of my life as far as my best friend is concerned. Taking that analogy and put it into my relationship with my wife, you always want to do your work it out because you always want to get back to the fun with your friend, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was always my effort. I was not perfect, but I always did my very best with what I understood about love at the time that she was with us to do my best that if I made a mistake, I'll do my best to correct it, rectify the situation, so I can get back to having fun with my friend, which was my wife.
That's awesome, brother.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's awesome, brother. Thank you so much. Man, I tell you, it's truly, you know, we want to thank you, Muhammad, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, truly, truly, I say my niece is out there. She's been out there by 7 years now, and she's excited by being in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So truly, truly, thank you, brother. You shared some awesome points. And I want you to truly, truly, you know, you're here and you stay on the line as long as you can. And if you have any other thoughts, just let me know by pressing one and you'll pop back up again. Okay, brother? Thank you so much now. I'll tell you, he shared something so important when we talk about true love. One of the things is that when you in love or say you love someone, you have went to the face of vulnerability. See, vulnerability allows your heart and your soul to love that person. He talked about his friend being his best friend. See, one thing about it, when that person you say, I'm in love with, I'm married to, that's your best friend. Your friend through thick and thin. know, those are childhood things you would say through thick and thin. She or he's going to be there for you no matter what's going on. There's going to be some times when there's going to be some disagreement. And I know Brother Muhammad could relate to that. It's going to be disagreeing. But when you truly, truly understand what love is and what love does, the fear is there, but you are able to compromise because that's another thing that's so important to being truly in love with someone. See, you got to understand there's steps to that. And see, this is what this show is all about. This show is all about a cafe. It's a cafe with a menu that soothes your appetite. See, we know as we go through life, when we meet people the first time and we truly see them, that is that period of lust. See, in lust, you're all right to lust. It's all right. But it's not going to be a true feeling about anyone because you're going through that period of just trying to figure yourself out along with figuring them out. Then you have that opportunity, which is when you said lust, that's that appetizing starter. Then you move in the menu to the entrees, the attraction. See, true love will jump out at you. It will make you see that inner self of an individual so they become so attracted to you. The next part of this menu is so important, it's the dessert. See, in a marriage, you're going to go through each one of those phases. But you're going to get to the sweet times. The sweet time is the dessert. And that dessert is truly bringing you attached to that person that you will want to be with for the rest of your life. See, people have to understand all phases of relationship, but the most important phase is when you make that decision after going through the associate, the acquaintance, the friendship, is to go into the romantic part. You're ready to be committed, so that commitment part allows you to move to make a decision to marriage and life partners. See, you have walked those stages, and the last part of this menu is truly the beverage. You get that first, but it might be the last thing that you drink before you leave there. Because you know what it does? That beverage awakens something inside of you when you go through a relationship in each one of those phases of it. That drinking, that nourishment and drinking that liquid that works your inner self. See, love is from the inner self. See, that's why it may be so scary. But on the Love Cafe, not only the menu is important. See, the love in the title is an acronym. See, it's so important that we truly know what love is and what love does. See, the L in love is listening. My brother, I guarantee you, he can share with you that when he was mad, he had to be to home in on his listening skills because he had to be able to hear what his wife was saying. In a relationship, you got to be able to listen first and talk second. The L also allows you to be loyal. See, we all make mistakes, but we never make mistakes with loyalty. See, you got to understand when we say loyalty means I'm going to be devoted to you, committed to you. I'm loyal to you. That's what a life partner of marriage is all about, being loyal to your mate. Another word related to that is life. My brother just shared. You know, we hear he's been married and his wife was transitioned 4 years ago. He had cancer. No one saw that coming. But his life was committed. I'm talking to him because he had an opportunity to share that with us. See, the L in love is life. Life is a commitment. You committed for life. for it to be so successful in life, loyalty and listening, the last L is lasting. It can last when you listen, you're loyal, you committed your life to it, you can truly, truly have a lasting relationship. The O in the acronym is so important because there are going to be challenges. As you listen to my brother when he was talking about, you know, everything didn't go all the way you wanted to go, but that didn't mean you didn't work at it to make it work. So overcoming those challenges. The next O is observing. See, in a marriage, in life, for the people you love, you observe everything that goes on with them. Because you're, in the case, a lot of times, the provider and the protector. So you need to know what's going on in your lifelong relationship. Overlooking. Sometimes we have to overlook things, no matter how upset we get. We have to agree to disagree. See, we have to understand that true love is all about being unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled, with a fondness for each other, and it's a devotion to your partner. Please keep that in mind. If you're not ready to step there, don't go there and tell someone I'm ready to get married when I'm not committed. The V in the love acronym. How valuable is this relationship? Not only valuable, you're talking about we all have values, both of how we can make them mutual. That we can support one another, encourage each other. The next V, the next word that relates to the V is vulnerable. See, vulnerable is important. You're not going to be able to find love and stay in love unless you're willing to be vulnerable. You can't have walls. You can't be throwing things at people, having them some optical course to see how they're going to react to it so you don't be vulnerable. Love is all about your heart and your soul. And people will know if you're putting your heart and your soul into it. Virtue. You're a virtual man or a virtual woman. So you got to be willing to be upright, standing upright and willing to do what you need to do. The E in this love cafe, the acronym and some words of E is everything. I know my brother Muhammad could tell you, with his wife, it was all about everything. It could set her back. So we have to keep in mind, love is all about everything. Love is energy. I always tell people, don't let anybody take all your time and your energy. Because that is meant for people that you love and be in love with. Encouragement. It's amazing how people try to separate the word encouragement. It's phases of courage. Encouragement comes in all forms. It comes to you in all forms, in all fashion. Because I encourage you to live your best life. I encourage you to share with me. Same thing. I'll be encouraging you. Emotion. See, love is about emotions, but I want you to understand emotions are feelings coming from your inner self. And when you have feelings, sometimes it can cause you not to live in reality. So let's make sure we don't forget that our emotion plays a major part, because one of the well-being that we all should be mature in a relationship is our emotional well-being. We're not all the masters of it, but we should be mature enough that we understand emotions are feelings. Feelings is part of reality. You can't ever let emotions or feelings drive the car. Because if you do, lock the door and not let reality get in. We have to always see. We have a couple others we want to definitely talk about. All of this allows you to be excited about being with that person. And last but not least, and we put all that together, you empower the people around you. You empower the person you love and you're in love. Just when you show true love toward them, your partner. See, again, we talk about true love as an emotion that also leads to a physical connection that runs immeasurable, deep. See, it's in your inner self. See, that's what people try to avoid. They are trying to avoid for someone getting close to their heart and their soul. See, true love is all about that. True love is all about deep. Because life without someone you consider your significant other sometimes become practically unthinkable. So true love is unique. It's passionate. It gives that bond that connects you as a couple with someone that God has blessed to be in your life. No, people don't come in your life by coincidence. It's God's will, because he has a plan and he puts you on a path, give you the way to get there. And when they come, you'll know they're right for you because you'll have a connection with them. See, true love is a foundation to healthy, loving relationship. See, true love is authentic and genuine. Our title is True Love Can Be Scary. See, it's scary because a lot of people are not authentic. A lot of people you meet are not genuine. You know, it said that when you marry the representative. You're in a relationship with the representative. Then the true ones don't come out. You either, it will show themselves well or it show themselves in a negative light. We always have that saying, when they show themselves, believe what you see. You can give them the benefit of the doubt. But if you're not comfortable enough to say, I want to continue, make the decision. Some people, it's not that easy. Yes, it is. Even if you fell into that moment of vulnerability, it is that easy. Because that's just like the word no. We had a show on no. Why people can't say no. Because we're afraid we're going to hurt their feelings. But you're being unfair to yourself, and you're being unfair to them. So when they show themselves, believe what you see. And truly take an opportunity to run, and run as fast as you can. Because I'm telling you, God is giving you that intuition. And other people say, oh, I felt something going on. Because that's from your heart and your soul. And you have to take that and use it to the point where you can be healthy. See, love is caring. Caring about the happiness of another person without wanting anything in return. Is that you? Give a shout out to R.L. Kent Sr. That's Brother Rory Kent Sr. of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Give a shout out to you. Thank you, Brother Kent. We have the Supreme Blue. And I'm going to say a member of the Blue and White family. Thank you so much. And those brothers down on the Gulf Coast, the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma, down in that Biloxi area. Members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, thank you so much for taking time. We want you to be a part of it. You can type in your comments. Tell me what you think about our title, True Love Can Be Scary. Type something in. Let me know. If not, you can call in. The call-in number is 347-57-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can give your name if you choose to. And then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about true love can be scary. If you're on Facebook, type in your comments. If you're on Instagram, type in your comments. I gave you a shout out. Type in something. Let me know that you're there. I like to see what you have to say about love, true love. See, we also have to keep in mind when we're talking about true love bringing about joy. See, that's amazing. I just shared with you, love is caring about the happiness of another person. But I will tell you, please to our Lord and Savior, what pleases him is joy. Tune in the season of joy. See, joy is down in my soul. Happiness is an external thing, but joy is down in my soul. So if you truly love someone or are in love with them, you'll care about them being joyful. The old saying is, I'm not going to let you steal my joy. And there are some individuals out there seek to destroy your joy. So be kind of careful about who you open your truly open yourself up to, especially if they're not the right one. I'm telling you, the right one's coming. God will bless you with that right person in your life. Truly keep that in mind. We just want to remember, true love means to experience true and honest devotion. To experience true and honest devotion. See, love comprised of various factors, various emotional and factors. See, your feelings and all the other things that's around you. Love requires you to communicate effectively and openly. Love requires you to truly be affectionate. Love requires you to have acts of service. Love requires you to receive but also give gifts. See, love requires physical touch. But love requires. That's a feel. That's the emotional part of you. If you're not mature in the well-being, you will not quite understand what love is and what it does. And it can be scary to you. So you got to realize there are some signs that you have to watch out for. These signs are so important. And the first sign that's truly important you should think about and watch for, you feel safe with that individual, your partner. You feel safe. You know that person is a place, puts you in a place of safety. Don't allow one thing that you may not have healed from to stop them, that person from keeping you safe. That means that you want to be stroked. Yes, we all want to be stroked, but if it calls you from having the feeling of safety because you just want to be stroked at one thing, when all other things are working in the favor, you need to not punish that person. You need to work on yourself. Because apparently you got a relationship with yourself that's not very successful. How are you going to have a relationship with someone else? Your partner. You call them your partner. See, love requires listening. See, a true sign of love is listening. You have to listen. And you have to practice your listening skills. See, I'll tell you, my career, I enjoy it because I retired as a lifelong educator, but as an educator of 36.8 years, being around year or 16 year, which is in college. And listening is something you master. If you can master it on the job, you have to master it at home. Master it with a person you truly love and you're in love with. So work on your listening skills. We know you can articulate. We know you can talk. But can you listen about that? You have an opportunity to notice that those people acknowledge your differences instead of trying to change you. Have you been in a relationship with someone trying to change you? They want you to dress the way they want you to dress. They want you to speak the way they want you to speak. I always tell people, you be very careful about trying to change people. And I saw this recently, and you have too. It doesn't matter what side you was on, but you've seen two competitive people. Yes, you have one well-educated, and you have one who has been blessed to be able to go to college, but just don't speak the way the other one. But we have people on these networks. These networks, because they don't speak well, calling the person ignorant. We have to understand. You can't change that person. And what you think it should be, their success come because they didn't speak well. Maybe they understood grinding. Maybe they understand they put their butt to work. But you're walking around here, want to speak well and not doing nothing of success. Where does the rubber meet the road here? I always tell people, just because you have all the books, sense in the book ability, you have no common sense. My dad used to tell me that all the time. He said, son, you got all these degrees, but you don't have any common sense. Because I could take you with that book degree and put you out there in the street with those people with the common sense, and they will run rings around you like a little fool at you. So make sure you're not trying to change someone. Acknowledge that they have differences. Respect their differences. That person you recognize can communicate easily with you. See, communication is not always made of words. We got to understand, it's not always talking. Again, it's listening. Your body language. Nonverbal and verbal. Communication sets tones for a lot of things. See, they encourage you. Just think about it. If that person understand true love and have true love for you, they're going to encourage you to do your own thing. See, you all trust each other. You trust him to give or her to give you the best advice so you can be successful and they can be successful. They make an effort. See, people that truly love you are going to make the effort, because we always say you can get married, but you still got to put the work in. If you're not willing to put the work in, don't get married. Try to create your situationship. Marriage requires you to put an effort in. It requires work. Marriage is not just a couple hours in a day. Marriage is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's what a marriage is. You think these people, like my parents, 55 years, they were married before my mom transitioned. In that house, I saw some rough times, but they loved each other, and they loved us. And they were together 55 years, again, before mom transitioned. See, that's love. The work had to be put in. Are you willing to put the work in? Are you willing to collaborate and compromise with your partner? See, that's love. That's true love. And that leads to you growing. Brother said that, and I wrote it down. He said, grow in love. Grow in love. Let me tell you how you grow in love. See, I always try to, when I do my show on boys becoming men of today, that means they go from a stage of immaturity to maturity. Love is the same way. See, signs of a mature love is your acceptance. Your acceptance of what's going on, and you work with it. You are emotional support for each other. Sometimes we have to get our feelings in check, and we have to have somebody around us to say, hey, let's get that in check right there, because we're trying to make this thing happen. We're trying to make it do. So we accepted who you are, commitment. See, people use commitment like it's a cup of water. It requires you to give the effort. It requires you to provide support. It requires you to be acceptance of each other. It requires you to collaborate. It requires you to compromise. That's what commitment is. Once you understand that, the next thing is important, very important, and you can master it, calmness. See, once you get those things where you're understanding and controlling it, calmness come about. See, a mature love requires you to be calm, caring, kindness, friendship, and consideration for your partner and your marriage. See, this is what true love is all about. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actually location. You can give me your name, and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith as we talk about true love can be scary. I'm trying to soften the blow by giving some things that you could be looking for or you could be using. See, in a truly loving relationship, you should have some of these things right here, because you may have some other ones that work for you. Communication. Affection. People don't realize how important affection is. See, affection falls into play in one of your love languages. If you're with somebody that love language is physical touch, you can't tell them, I don't know how to be affected. Affection is taught you. You tell me in your whole life you've never been physically touched and want to touch someone and just maul them because you just truly, truly want to be able to be in that same presence. You telling me that? Or do you have something where you got hurt many years ago and you say, I don't want to put stuff in that situation? See, you ain't ready to be vulnerable. You ain't ready to have a life partner. You ready to be in a situationship. You ready to be in friends with benefits. So you ready for everything but what's good for you to be happy and full of joy. This is the season right now. I was doing some decorations, around the house, and you know, I just, you know, Christmas is my time of the year. I'm excited about that. This year is just, you know, I'm working with it, but it's just excited about it. And being excited about it, you know, I'm putting decoration up, and I really enjoy doing that. That's my way to show up and really, really get being blessed to know and show you I love you. I'm doing that. I love doing that. Love what you do and do what you love. The next one is truth. If you're not going to be truthful with people and you can't be trusted because you don't trust yourself, you're not going to have a loving relationship. We said affection, but this one is really important. Appreciation. Do you appreciate people? Do you tell them you appreciate them? Do you tell your spouse, your partner, do you appreciate them? I appreciate you. I enjoy you. I enjoy being married to you. I enjoy your company. And the next thing that's so important is mutual respect. So we both got to have respect for each other. See, don't go out and do stuff that you feel might be a little funny, but it's a system, might be a sense of disrespect to your partner or your spouse. And then come back and expect them to be happy with that. See, you got to respect. You can step across that line being disrespected easily. You have to be very careful about doing things, how you respond. It ain't saying, you have to be careful in a relationship, meaning you got to work because you care about each other. Just don't go out there and try to humiliate. Trying to tell a joke and you tell her a joke on your significant other, your partner, your spouse. No one likes to be put in that kind of limelight. Don't try to humiliate them because they'll lose respect for you, and then they're going to come back at you. Some people said, you know, we don't want to be tat for tat or tick for tat, how we want to call it. Your bottom line is no one wants it out because everybody have a get back mentality sometimes. Sometimes people let water roll off their back like a duck, but the bottom line is, if you keep doing it, they're going to find a way to get back. There are some other signs that's so important that we have to really look at to show that you're in a mature relationship. See, your relationship is healthy. See, a mature relationship is healthy. And the things that are so important to in the form of characteristics is self-love. See, if you can't love yourself, you learn to love someone else. Learn how to love yourself. Understand your self-worth. No one has to make you feel like you're worth whatever amount you say. You should already know that. People shouldn't have to validate you. I can validate myself. You should want to, they don't talk about how smart I am. People already know how smart you are. Let's not continue to do that. That's not healthy. You got the self part of you is going, something is going on lacking there. Again, honesty. You can't be honest. You know, when you tell the first lie, you might as well keep telling lies. You know, I know these people are toxic. And I have no problem when I see them. I tell them, you know, when I run across them, then, you know, you're toxic because the first thing you said to get a relationship started off is that all men lie. Come on now. Not going to tell the truth. What you tell me, you're not telling the truth. I don't care what your experience. Don't put everybody in one category. Because everybody don't lie. All men don't lie, and all of them are not dishonest. There are trustworthy individuals out here. but you'll never get a chance to know them because you already have it in your mind. So you have an immature mind in regards to want to have a truly loving relationship, a healthy relationship. You have to be able to church with one another. It's not hard. One of the things I hear, and I listen to a lot of the talk shows and advice I hear from several people that's on Instagram and all things, I mean, other networks, you know, I was talking about, well, men don't know how to be nurturing. Okay, it might not be to the degree that a woman is, but they do know how to nurture. One of the things I heard today I thought was really important, and it was asking an individual about, was sharing about all the things. Well, we got 80% of our homes being run by females, and we feel that we automatically got to be, just because we are married and break up, you keep the child. You know, and the first thing, the response of the lady said, well, the man, he ain't nurturing enough. But you have sons. See, we have to be kind of careful about how we present things. Things like we mentioned, trust. Trust is the backbone of love. Trust is the backbone of love. And we also can say that love can't exist without trust. I don't see how you can love anybody and don't trust them. Because you know what? You don't trust yourself. You don't. Just don't trust yourself. So you ain't going to trust anybody else. Somebody did me wrong in my last relationship. So you're bringing poor relationship skills to this relationship, to this marriage. You will heal. You're not healed. Because it's going to be torn up when you don't trust each other. Enhancement of personality. This is a true characteristic of love. Enhancement of personality. Love should make you a better person. That's what true love is all about. That's why people are scared of it. It will enhance your personality. That frightens people. They'll go hide from that because they may not want to be a better person. You know, I share with people time to time about I do counseling to be a better person. I do counseling because I want to be the best version of myself. I want to enhance my personality so I can be the best I can be. I don't care what people tell you. You know, you got to stay positive. You got to do. We all going to have some ups and some downs. We're going to have some challenges in our life and success. But if you don't seek help to enhance your personality, I promise you, you're going to be still in the right place. I'm sorry, still in the same place. And it ain't the right place. Feel insecure. See, people say, I want to feel safe if you do this. If you do that, you feel secure by allowing yourself, opening your heart and soul to that person and knowing and believing they can take it. But if you doubt that person, and especially if they hadn't given you a reason why you should doubt, you got a losing battle. Can't win. You will not win. Feeling secure is you are secure in who you are. Then you can allow yourself to let someone else bring on the security they have. And you can feel secure. No fear. You don't want to be in love because you fear what happened before. You're not healed. And you're not going to be successful. Love is about vulnerability. True love. That's sometimes fear. That's just like the fear of telling somebody no because they're going to get upset. Think about total dedication. Are you willing to be totally dedicated to your wife, to your husband? Are you truly ready to be dedicated, totally dedicated? You can't serve two masters. Don't serve our Lord and Savior. But you can't serve that. I want to be dedicated with her, but I'm afraid, and I'm out doing other things to give me that little outlet so I won't be totally dedicated. I haven't seen people successful they're not totally dedicated. And I coached for 36 years, or probably longer, because I did it when I was in high school, where I even played, and even in college. You have to be totally dedicated. You're not going to win. If you practice and you're dedicated to practice, you will be successful in the game. If you're dedicated to practicing on having loving and a truly caring relationship, then you can be successful. Not going to be successful. Now, I've seen so many people and had so many calls from people over the last 5 years talking about, you know, they met somebody else and they don't feel the same way, you know. So you really want to dedicate to your spouse or your significant other. But you say y'all have reached romantic relationship, that y'all now committed. But see, you ain't got there. When you get married, you go beyond romantic relationship. You go to an intimate relationship. And intimate don't mean that you got to be sexual intimate to do that. You have to be intimate with your feelings, with your actions. You have no doubt. If you got doubt whether that person can make you happy, don't get into that relationship. Work on proper communication. And once you're able to do all those things, I can tell you the last thing is so important. See, don't get caught up in being lonely when you have somebody that truly loves you, that you have put a wall up and won't let them love you because you're not quite capable. See, it says when you're talking about love, love is one of those situations where you can be humble, it can be unconditional, but you know one thing about it? It's not for everybody. True love is not for everybody. It will lead to scare you. Our title is True Love Can Be Scary. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll get your line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can give me a name. Then you can chat with Dr. Lawrence D. Smith. Because I'm going to call out them last 4 digits. That you're alive now, you can talk with me about true love can be scary. So when we ask the question, can true love scare you? I just want you to think about, will true love scare you? See, first of all, we know true love makes us vulnerable, especially when we get in a new relationship, uncharted territory. We all have a natural fear of the unknown. See, letting ourselves fall in love means taking a real risk, that fear you have. That means we're placing a lot on another person. That's why you have to go through those tears to get to know that person. Go through those tears. It allows you to feel the affection they have towards you, and you can have it toward them. See, all of this leads you to feeling that you're exposed. And that's why people really don't want to be in a relationship that allow them to be exposed. Not only just exposed, again, vulnerable. No one wants to be vulnerable. If you're not ready to be vulnerable, you never will find love. Love is out there. I'm telling you. It's around the corner. It ain't with you. This leads you to hating true love. So you'll end up hating that true foundation, because you won't understand it, because you feel like I'm being exposed, I'm too vulnerable, I'm going to get hurt. But once you truly function from your inner self, eliminate the anxiety and the fear you may have. So when people are truly scared of love, which is true love, there's a couple things when they are vulnerable, when they are afraid of love, when they're not ready for love, that they need to make sure they truly pay close attention to. Because, see, when you find new love, it stirs up past hurt. See, if you ain't healed yet, and when you find that new love and it stirs up, man, you're going to back off. You're going to run as fast as you can away from it. And that's the one God has for you. That's the one God sent to you. He really thought you was ready, but he realized you may have not been ready. The person he was sending to you was ready, but you wasn't ready. Because you still haven't healed. You still got hurt. That past relationship skill you picked up, you're not able to get rid of. Seek support. Seek some type of counseling that helps you, so you can remove some of those doubts you have, that fear you have. See, love challenged an old identity. Love challenged an old identity. Because, see, many of us struggle. Many of us struggle with underlying feelings of being unlovable. Unlovable. So you don't believe you can be loved. So you have trouble. That critical inner voice in you saying, he ain't going to love you. She ain't going to love you. She ain't going to do nothing but hurt you. And I can tell you, if you allow that to happen, you will not enjoy what's coming up next. See, with real joy, see, love is joy. They're going to come some real pain. See, anytime we fully experience true joy and feel the preciousness, let me say that again, preciousness of life on a emotional level, we can expect to feel a great amount of sadness. Because we'll think about times before. See, love is often unequal. That leads you to hesitate. You can't truly do what you're supposed to do because you are fearful that that person not going to love you back. I'll tell you right now. That's why you got to turn it over to God. And in the process, God will allow you to truly move in the right direction. And the last two as we close out, relationship can break your connection to your family because it's going to require you to spend time with that person. It's going to require you to do more things and you're not going to be around your family. See, true love and in a relationship, a loving relationship, leads you to parting from your family. Because now you're on your own. You have somebody else that now this is going to be your family. And the last thing, love is stir up existential fears. We know we have fears like that, existential fears. See, that really put that fear that you might lose that person. If I love them, they may leave me and hurt my heart. See, when you fall in love, we all not only face the fear of losing our partners. When you fall in love, when it stirs up the existential fear, our life now holds more value and meaning. So the thought of losing it becomes more frightening. And that's why our title is so important. True love can be shared. And shared things. Now, how will you use them to make you a better person, in your relationship better? It's been awesome sharing these things with you tonight. God has blessed us one more time. See, I want you to understand that I truly love you. It's from my heart. It's from my heart. And I want you to take an opportunity to sit down and do some pros and cons about how you view true love. Some pros and cons about, can I truly love someone and allow them to reciprocate that love to me? Because it's all about in our hearts. Our hashtag, responsible. Love requires you to be responsible. Love requires you to be patient, humble, kind. Hashtag, communicate for understanding. Now communicate with love in your heart. That way we both can have an understanding. Love requires you to grind. So our hashtag is keep on grinding. It's a mindset. Hashtag a mindset. See, love, true love is a mindset. Or knows we want to put ourselves in a position. Hashtag make it do what it do. And as we get ready to close out, God has blessed us to make it through another week. So tonight, this will be our last broadcast for this week. Next week, we're going to have two broadcasts. We're going to do our Dr. Lowe's neighborhood at a nighttime hour. We're going to do it I haven't made my mind, maybe it's Monday or Tuesday or Thursday. But we're going to do that because we got some important things that we want to share with you next week because we're getting close to the holiday. Plus, we'll be giving away our trip to Cancun where we pay for the hotel. You will have to travel there, handle your food, but we'll pay for the hotel. Cancun, Mexico. So make sure you get your name in. You can send it to my email, Lorenza D. Smith. 15@gmail.com. That's LORENZA D as in David SMITH 15, all that's together, @gmail.com. Send me your Cash App if you have one, along with your name, or PenPal, or Venmo, or Zelle. And we're going to bless you. God is good. Awesome. A good chance I may have not only one trip, I may have one to Hot Atlanta. 3 nights, 4 days. Never know, but you have to listen to be a part of it. Have an awesome rest of the weekend. We got some sports coming up. We're starting our bowl series coming up. So make sure you can sit down and enjoy yourself this weekend. We want to give a shout out to one of the vice president, first vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma, Chapter Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Brother Anthony Stallworth, they call him Sister Al Tony. He's also broadcast with our Wednesday night show, which is our sports show on air every other Wednesday, which is Talking Sports Plus Primetime. They have honored him because of his hard work to the schools in Crenshaw County. At Brantley High School, some people say, where is Brantley? Brantley's known for two of one of the most well-known basketball players and their brothers. That's Chuck Person, the rifleman who played at Indiana Pacers, and Weston Person, who had an opportunity for several teams in the NBA. Coach Stallworth, Coach Wesley. I coached against Wesley at another school. And he's being honored by the tournament, which started tonight. the Tony Stallworth Invitational Tournament. It will last to Saturday night. And on Saturday night, right before the last game at 6:30, they will be honoring him by naming the floor of the gym Tony Stallworth Floor. He will probably use his name, Anthony Stallworth. Some people say Coach Tony Stallworth. He was also the principal, that principal Tony Stallworth. It'll be named after him. So we want to give him that shout out. And to our sponsors again, shout out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott down in Selma, and soon to open our office in 2023 in Montgomery, Alabama, which will be a virtual office. You can go there. You can have meetings and conferences and show things within that office, business meetings. We'll give, you know, give them a shout out. Shout out to L&A Lawn Service, operated by Mr. Tony Stallworth. We thank him for being a sponsor, along with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. We give a shout out. Last weekend, they had the holiday celebration, and the proceed, a portion of the proceeds went for scholarship. So we give a shout out to the Z Squad, which is a foundation down in Greenville, Alabama. So brothers, keep doing what you're doing, and we're so glad to be partners with you and our team members of WBSW Radio, the internet station, we number one. You have an awesome rest of the night. And as we move on, I'd like to just leave just a little something with you. It's all about being able to be blessed. God is so good to us. He's given us so many things. And as we close out, we got to remember, this is so important that we be able to be ready, and I want us to be ready. Okay?
I feel the master. I feel the y'all ready. They ready. Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready. They ready. We ready. We ready. We ready.